Biodiversity with Kelby Uchley.
At the turn of the 20th century, the science of wildlife management was in its infancy. Reeling from the catastrophic human-induced losses of America's iconic fish and wildlife resources, such as the vast bison herds and billions of passenger pigeons to market hunters, and countless plumed wading birds for the sake of vanity, a growing contingent of citizens began demanding a counteractive response to the wholesale pillage of nature. Thus was born the profession of wildlife management. A common objective of many such programs was the restoration of depleted fish and wildlife species. Not surprisingly, and because the field of ecology was yet to hatch, some well-meaning programs involved efforts to establish species in areas where they had never lived in the first place. A good Louisiana example involves elk. Historically, elk were very rare transient visitors in the state. Only one record of substance occurs in the literature. However, this fact was of no concern to early biologists and eager citizens who, knowing the popularity of elk as a western game animal, sought to add this species to the list of Louisiana's resident fauna. This sentiment resulted in an introduction in 1916 of wild elk from none other than the famous herds of the Yellowstone region. On January 24, 1916, 40 elk captured on a ranch near Gardner, Montana, arrived on a train car at Urania in LaSalle Parish. They were promptly released on 2,000 fenced acres of the State Forest Preserve. 10 of the animals died soon after release from broken ribs puncturing the walls of the lungs during the long jolting cross-country transit. Later, one escaped from the enclosure and was struck by a locomotive. Another was shot by a local citizen who was quickly prosecuted for the poaching. By 1920, only 24 animals remained, and soon after they were all gone. They could not adapt to such a drastically foreign environment. Although the experiment was a failure, as were many others across the country in this period, for instance, rainbow trout were unsuccessfully introduced in Tangipahoa Parish and streams in 1917, some non-native introductions were remarkable successes, such as planting ringneck pheasants in America's Midwest. Since then, the science of wildlife management has progressed and spawned the term adaptive management, which means proactively evaluating and learning from our hard lessons of the past.
Biodiversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.